Welcome to Possibly, where we take on huge problems like the future of our planet and break them down into small questions with unexpected answers. I'm Megan Hall. If you've ever been to a car race, you know they are loud. But this summer, I went to a new kind of car race, and it sounded like...
It's quite peaceful. It's funny.
That's my husband, Ryan. He goes to Daytona every year. He's photographed a Formula One race. We even flew to France for the 24 hours of Le Mans. But he's never been to something like this.
I feel like we're living in the future right now.
We're standing near a fence at the Portland International Raceway, watching cars zoom by on their qualifying laps. But we can barely hear them. That's because they're electric.
I miss the motor noise.
That's Alan Brown. He drove about 2 hours from Corvallis, Oregon, to get to the race today.
I'm a Formula One fan. This is the first time Formula E's been in this area of the country, so I figured, hey, why not?
This Formula E race borrows a lot from Alan's favorite motorsport. Like Formula One, these cars travel all over the world and race on different tracks and street circuits. But because the cars are electric, the drivers here have an extra challenge.
So basically, when they start racing, they are missing 40% of the energy that they would need to finish the race.
That's Julia Pellet, the sustainability director for Formula E. She says starting the race this way means the drivers can't just focus on driving fast.
Within Formula E, it's all about the energy management and how they can get their battery to last longer.
The extra challenge makes the race more interesting, but there's also a practical purpose. Formula E is basically a laboratory for improving electric cars for everyday people.
We are always trying to be ahead of the game of what will be the next need from a passenger vehicle perspective.
Julia says that since the race has started 9 years ago, they've managed to double the capacity of their car batteries. Now they're working on faster charging stations.
Because people don't want to be spending hours, even not anymore 20 minutes, you know, like to recharge their cars.
How close are you to something like that that maybe consumers could use?
I would say very close, but for the rest, I cannot comment any further.
But Julia says these Formula E races aren't just about improving technology. They're also about getting people excited about a future without fossil fuels. This approach is attracting a new audience to motorsports, like 18-year-old Rebecca Ritchie, who came here with her friends from Albany, Oregon.
Eventually, they're going to outlaw gas, and then we'll just all have electric cars, or we'll all have, like, public transportation.
That would be so much better.
But what about the die-hard race car fans who miss the roar and smell of the track?
First of all, some people will never be, you know, convinced. But I think what is super interesting when you get to actually come and experience the race is that the cars do have a sound. It's not as, let's say, overtaking than other type of motorsport series, which makes that you actually can have a conversation. You can bring young children with you because it's bearable, literally, in terms of decibels.
When the actual race gets started, the loudspeakers and helicopters circling the track make up for the quiet electric motors. As we walk back to our car, I check in with Ryan. What did he think?
More women and children than I'm accustomed to, and a lot less tobacco use. But it's a good event. I like it.
That's it for today. For more information or to ask a question about the way your choices affect our planet, go to thepublicsradio.org/possibly or subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts. Possibly is a co-production of The Publix Radio, Brown University's Institute for Environment and Society, and Brown's Climate Solutions Initiative.